You're listening to Radio DMG.
And welcome back to Radio DMG. I am your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and today we're going to be doing an interview with Taliesin Jaffe, and this will be the first Radio DMG episode, also streamable, on YouTube. We probably will not do this with musical rations. Well, not on our main channel, because we're sure those things are going to get hit with all sorts of copyright claims, and oh my goodness, I don't really want to deal with that. So, instead, we have just these. All right, does that mean these are going to get longer? No. No, they're not. These are going to stay about the same size. I mean, we're talking something that's kind of low impact and whatnot. I mean, we'll have longer episodes like the Holding the Bridge episodes. We're going to have a little bit of historical information in them and sound clips and whatnot. But we're also going to make these into what they really are. Those are going to be mostly political ranting. Yay! And these will be mostly interviews or other content. Like if we tape panels, we'll have the audio from the panels in there and such like that. So we're going to have actual episodes of Radio DMG, starting with this one. And then we're going to have more Radio DMG Rewind stuff where it's just the additional audio that we had in, well, we're going to do little package things now because we have all sorts of interesting audio that we can still add to those. Oh, there is going to be a Glorious Excess episode and another Musical Rations episode not before the end of the month. Like, we'll have a Musical Rations episode maybe before the end of this month, and we'll have a Glorious Excess episode where I'm going to put up the rest of the Pocket Edition stuff and then like a couple more audio that I found with reasonable disclaimers about it. So, yeah, that'll be a thing. And that'll probably be out, well, before the end of November, we'll have another Glorious Excess episode out. But what we did take like a 2-week hiatus essentially because we were looking at this and we were doing 2 episodes a week. And I was like, oh, you know what? We did those and we put those together and we'll just, that'll be it. Sorry about that. But yeah, there you go. That's where we are on this. If you've been watching Radio DMG, and if you've been watching Area DMG and DMGIs, you'll note that we have a Tumblr now, as well as lots of videos up, lots of unboxings, lots of this thing where we're doing new 3DS versus new 3DS XL video stuff where we compare games between the two systems to show people what they look like on both of them, which is actually pretty good. So yeah, there's that. And we're going to start working more on our reviews because we want to get more reviews out. Gonna scare up some reviews for everybody. And that's about it. This is going to be kind of a short episode. So go ahead and... we're going to do an interview with Taliesin Jaffe from NondeskCon 2015. So look forward to more content, ladies and gentlemen. So cue the music. And welcome back to Radio DMG. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and I'm here at NondeskCon 2015 with...
Taliesin Jaffe. Hello.
Hi. So, just in case our studio audience isn't familiar with who you are and what you do, who are you and what do you do?
I'm a voice actor and voice director from anime and video games. I've directed the dubs of things like Hellsing and Hellsing Ultimate, Street Fighter IV, Beck Mongolian Chop Squad, ROD the TV, and then you can hear me in things like World of Warcraft, One Piece. I just started showing up as a pirate in One Piece. I'm also in Street Fighter IV. What else off the top of my head? This is always the tricky part. Gunsword. I can't talk about that. Bunch of stuff I can't talk about. Final Fantasy XIV, Final Fantasy IV. All sorts of...
Just everything.
Lots of stuff. You can hear me all over the place.
Yeah. Kind of a jack of all trades with in the entertainment industry.
As you got to be.
Kind of, yeah.
It's the way to live.
So why did you choose that life?
I was too inept to do anything else valuable with my time. it's kind of true. I was a child actor. I've been acting since I was 6 months old. I've been working professionally, and I wanted to get out of film and television and figure out a way to keep acting while doing really terrible things to my hair. And so I figured out voiceover is a great way where you can do anything to your haircut and it doesn't matter, and get parts that I couldn't otherwise get and play great military generals or evil wizards or all sorts of stuff. Mm.
So, child actor, like commercials and such?
Oh, film, television, commercial, all sorts of things.
Like a stunt double for the Olsen twins? No, just kidding.
For both of them, yeah.
No, yes, absolutely.
No, I did 2 years on a sitcom called She's the Sheriff. I was in a film called Mr. Mom, 2010, Explorers. I've done just all sorts of strange things. So
do you come from a family of actors?
Not actors per se, but my family has been, they have been working in the entertainment industry for four generations. So my great grandmother was an actress, and my grandfather was a writer. My mother was a casting director. Both my uncles are producers. It's just something we've sort of done for
a long story of history. Yeah,
forever and a day.
So, if that weren't an option, working as a voice actor or as an actor, what do you think you would be doing?
I had a brief notion when I was younger to become a coroner. I like the idea of working with the public in a venue where they can't say like no to anything. So I don't like complaints. So,
oh
boy, I'm in the wrong business for not liking complaints. But
oh, goodness, yeah. So how do you deal with the complaints? Because sometimes there are fans who are like, I didn't like the way you pronounce this thing, or I didn't like that. How do you deal with that?
I take an hour every day, about an hour, and I backtrack the IP information to anybody who makes a comment that I don't like. I find their home. I sneak in and tend to leave a dead animal on their bed. I give it like a good hour every day. It's like my little exercise to my own mental health.
Horses, rats, things like that, right?
It depends on just how vile their comment was. Anything from a small park squirrel, a dead fish on occasion. Once I tried to get a moose head into somebody's house, but it wouldn't fit through the window, so I just ended up leaving
those antlers. Yeah, it's a tough
poor planning.
Life. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. No, I actually get a surprisingly small amount of negative comments. I'm actually quite happy about that. But when people do bitch, and people will, just a sense of perspective is always good. I used to go to a forum where people would complain about the Lord of the Rings movies. And remind myself that's all right. Everybody, there's somebody who hates everything. There's just always going to be someone who
hates hobbits everything. Are too tall.
It's like, oh, Peter Jackson ruined everything. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, it's like they didn't see Meet the Feebles.
I love Meet the Feebles.
Oh, it's an underrated one. That and Bad Taste.
Bad Taste. My favorite of his is Dead Alive. I'm a big Dead Alive fan.
Oh, man. I love how everything seems to reference that, just like the Sumerian rat things. Yes. That's one of those that not enough people have seen that one.
No,
it was
never.
A great take on the zombie genre.
Such good stuff.
Well, speaking of the zombie genre, what do you think of Non-Descon 2015 and the hotel in Denver, Colorado?
Well, I briefly lived in Colorado, so it's kind of nice to be back and enjoying that. I used to live in the Roaring Fork Valley many years ago. I love Denver. I've got friends in Denver, and it's always a good time. This is a very, very nice hotel. It's and everybody seems to be having a great time. There's the hallways are filled with teenagers screaming and running around and doing all the things teenagers do. I think it's great.
It's been pretty fantastic in terms of like just the space, especially in comparison to where it was before.
Oh yeah, and low drama. I haven't really seen too much go horribly wrong. I'm sure I've missed a few things, other than some brief elevator madness. Everything's been very, very chill.
We did an interview earlier with like Scott, and we figured it was the spiders that were doing that.
Yeah, well, they
spiders.
They gum up everything.
Yep, absolutely. So, have you gotten to check out Taste of Colorado yet?
No, I have not. I've meant to go over there to spend some ridiculous money, and I have not managed to leave the hotel anytime the sun is up. I've only get out of here at like 8 o'clock at night. I think I may indulge in Casa Bonita tonight, which is the opposite of the Taste of Colorado. But I get to ride a boat around a little pirate cove.
So. And then you get to say you did it.
Yes.
It's kind of similar to like Voodoo Donuts and all that.
Oh, yeah. No, I did Voodoo Donuts, too. Yeah. So that was exciting. That was. I feel like I'm going home with an extra 10 pounds at this point. I feel just gross. It's great.
So what was your particular Voodoo Donut?
I don't know. It was kind of pink, and I don't actually know what the flavor was supposed to be, but it was pink and very heavy and hit like a ton of bricks and tasted really good. It was like a pink powdery frosting. It was very like it wasn't one of like the Fruit Loop ones or anything like that. But it was pretty spectacular.
Not one of the ones with like breakfast food, like just integrated into it, just mashed into
like
it.
Stuck on it at odd angles, like some sort of fungal growth. No, no.
Oh yeah, because you know Cheerios. That's a fungus.
It looks like magic rocks. That like it's just oh, it's amazing.
So talking about like going back to the convention, actually, one thing I love about these conventions, and I'm sure you appreciate it too, is the energy of the convention, that power and energy that people bring to it, and it just explodes across this whole area, you know?
Oh, it's lovely. I remember being young once. So it's I wish I could keep up anymore. I'm so tired.
It's like, and the thing though is, I've noticed something with a few con goers and such is they're on point. They're live wires. They're so energetic and happy and just everywhere during the convention. And then when Monday or Tuesday rolls around and you hit the school or work or just general life and home life, they just tend to kind of lose that spark.
Oh, you burn hot.
Yeah.
You burn hot, you burn quick.
Do you have any suggestions to help them keep that spark or to keep that going between the conventions, to take that energy, that positivity, and just keep it to deal with whatever they have to deal with, like be it family or work or bullies or whatnot?
No one likes my, like, I have terrible advice for this, which is I'm a big believer in moderation. Oh. And like, you can't burn at 110% 110% of the time. But you can find a very, very good baseline happiness and try and maintain that as best you can. Have little spikes of it, but just it's easier to just maintain a certain amount of contentment, and especially the older you get, where it's just, oh God, I'm so excited about a nap later. I'm like write fan fiction about my nap at this point. But
that's your OTP.
Oh yeah, no, I ship naps. I ship naps. But there's like a crash is inevitable for something like this. There's just no getting around it. But just a firm understanding that A, this too will pass, and B, there's always an opportunity in real life to interject some insane happiness or strange adventure. Like this is you're really only happy here because there's a strange adventure happening, and the trick is to try and take some of that strange adventure home with you, and not just make this a thing that happens once a year.
Just kind of live a bit of it, but. Kind of like, you know, you don't have to be 110% 110% of the time, but 60% of the time works 100% of the time.
Or even like 40, you can get 110 like 40 to 20% of the time, and then it's these nice little peaks of fun, and there's always an experience to be had. Like you can just go out and have experiences anytime you like. Mm-hmm. It's always worthwhile.
It's good to be young and free.
It's good to be young and free. I'm settling for middle-aged and relatively unavailable, but young and free is good too.
So, have you seen any cosplay or anything this weekend that's like been just wow?
Yeah, well, there was a really good female Nova that or Quasar. It was a female Quasar that was really really great running around. Well, what else have I seen? It's really some great. Wings that I've seen a few people build. I saw a great Cardcaptor Sakura running around with a homemade wand that was really impressive. Couple Alucards. It's always nice to see an Alucard. And I've coupled in like a Ceres Victoria running around. That always makes me feel good.
Oh yeah, her voice actors from around Denver. Oh, sorry, around Colorado. Katie Gray, yeah.
Katie Gray, Zara Little, Trisha Dixon, Josh Phillips, Ananda Bonk. Yeah, a whole ton of them. Whole ton of them
from around here.
Yeah, Roaring Fork Valley to Denver. lot of the like first generation, new generation picture voice actors, a lot of them came from Colorado. It's good stuff.
It's kind of like it's a conspiracy. It's like
just it was entirely intentional. Oh yeah,
entirely.
It was all part of my plan.
And speaking of plans, is there anything that's currently coming out or that you can talk about that you'd like to go ahead and pimp or promote?
A couple things. Well, I just started showing up in One Piece. I play. I'm one of the I can't remember what they're called. The big scary Cosmo pirates. I should really learn what they're called, but I've only been able to talk about it for like a day now. So, named Hawkins. So I'm this wonderful pirate named Hawkins with a tarot deck and creepy voodoo dolls, and he's really cool. I really like his character design. I like doing his voice. Everything's so heavy. It's nice. So that's my One Piece episodes are just coming out, and not anime or video game related, or sort of anime and video game related. Every Thursday on Geek and Sundry's Twitch channel, myself and a bunch of voice actors play Dungeons and Dragons on a show called Critical Role, and I'm definitely plugging that. It's a lot of fun. You can find it on YouTube if you look up Critical Role, R-O-L-E, and just see a bunch of really talented people being wonderfully goofy and adventurous. And
About rolling, you know, they're rolling their charisma.
It's a high charisma show. It's definitely high charisma. Even the awkward players are pretty high charisma. So, but it's a lot of fun, and I really recommend checking it out and seeing if it's also a great introduction to D&D for somebody who's not really clear on how it works. A lot of people have commented that it's a really good gateway drug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done a little bit of D&D myself. I actually have two pairs of 20-sided dice because one is a plastic one that it's if I like the Dungeon Master, and the other one's metal and heavy if I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, bam!
It's like the cannon drop.
Well, thank you so much doing this interview with us. I'm your host, Hope Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. I'm here at NondeskCon 2015 with...
I'm Taliesin Jaffe.
And to our audience, good night, and you are now caught up.
And that would be our episode for today. I am your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and guess what? Until the next episode of Radio DMG, well, if you love this stuff, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, etc. Until the next episode, though, you are now caught up. I decide I'm going to have to add some vocal fry to this one.